Blog Talk Radio.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today is September 16th, 2022, Friday. We are about to begin the pre-recording of chapter 18 of the Quran. In 30 minutes, we will begin the Friday service, the Kutbah, for Juma, for Salat al-Juma. But for the time being, we will play the recording. If you're hearing this live, we are here in person for Juma as well at 830 North Midhoffer Road here in Indianapolis, Indiana. I am the resident imam, Michael Mikhail Sahir. But at this time here, we're going to play chapter 18 of the Quran as following the tradition of our Prophet Muhammad, the present peace be upon him. He encouraged us to read chapter 18 of the Quran every Friday. Assalamu alaikum.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful.
Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja.
Praise be to Allah, who hath revealed the scripture unto his slave and hath not placed therein any crookedness.
قَيِّمًا لِيُنذِرَ بَأْسًا شَدِيدًا مِّن لَّدُنْ وَيُبَشِّرَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا.
But hath made it straight to give warning of stern punishment from him, and to bring unto the believers who do good works the news that theirs will be a fair reward, wherein they will abide forever. And to warn those who say, Allah hath chosen a son.
كبرت كلمة تخرج من أفواههم إن يقولون إلا كذبا.
A thing whereof they have no knowledge, nor had their fathers. Dreadful is the word that cometh out of their mouths. They speak naught but a lie.
فلعلك باخع نفسك على آثارهم إن لم يؤمنوا بهذا الحديث أسفا.
Yet it may be, if they believe not in this statement, that thou, Muhammad, wilt torment thy soul with grief over their footsteps. Lo, we have placed all that is in the earth as an ornament thereof, that we may try them, which of them is best in conduct.
وَإِنَّا لَجَاعِلُونَ مَا عَلَيْهَا صَعِيدًا جُرُزًا.
And lo, we shall make all that is therein a barren mound.
أَمْ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا عَجَبًا.
Or deemest thou that the people of the cave and the inscription are a wonder among our portents?
إِذْ أَوَى الْفِتْيَةُ إِلَى الْكَهْفِ فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً فَقَالُوا رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا.
When the young men fled for refuge to the cave and said, Our Lord, give us mercy from thy presence and shape for us right conduct in our plight.
فَضَرَبْنَا عَلَىٰ آذَانِهِمْ فِي الْكَهْفِ سِنِينَ عَدَدًا.
Then we sealed up their hearing in the cave for a number of years.
ثم بعثناهم لنعلم أي الحزبين أحصى لما لبثوا أمدا.
And afterward we raised them up that we might know which of the two parties would best calculate the time that they had tarried.
نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى.
We narrate unto thee their story with truth. Lo, they were young men who believed in their Lord, and we increased them in guidance. And we made firm their hearts when they stood forth and said, Our Lord is the Lord of the heavens and the earth. We cry unto no God beside Him, for then should we utter an enormity.
هَؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً لَوْلَا يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِم بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنِ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا.
These are people have chosen other gods beside him, though they bring no clear warrant vouchsafed to them. And who doth greater wrong than he who inventeth a lie concerning Allah?
وَإِذِ اعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ فَأْوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ يَنْشُرْ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِرْفَقًا.
And when ye withdraw from them and that which they worship except Allah, then seek refuge in the cave. Your Lord will spread for you of His mercy and will prepare for you a pillow in your plight.
وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَهْفِهِمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ تَقْرِضُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ مَنْ يَهْدِ اللَّهُ فَهُوَ الْمُهْتَدِ وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا.
And thou mightest have seen the sun when it rose move away from their cave to the right, and when it set go past them on the left, and they were in the cleft thereof. That was one of the portents of Allah. He whom Allah guideth, he indeed is led aright, and he whom he sendeth astray, for him thou wilt not find a guiding friend.
وتحسبهم أيقاظا وهم رقود ونقلبهم ذات اليمين وذات الشمال وكلبهم باسط ذراعيه بالوصيد لو اطلعت عليهم لوليت منهم فرارا ولملئت منهم رعبا.
And thou wouldst have deemed them waking though they were asleep, and we caused them to turn over to the right and the left, and their dog stretching out his paws on the threshold. If thou hadst observed them closely, thou hadst assuredly turned away from them in flight, and hadst been filled with awe of them.
وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْتُمْ قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا أَوْ بَعْضَ يَوْمٍ قالوا ربكم أعلم بما لبثتم فابعثوا أحدكم بورقكم هذه إلى المدينة فلينظر أيها أزكى طعاما فليأتكم برزق منه وليتلطف ولا يشعرن بكم أحدا.
And in like manner we awakened them that they might question one another. A speaker from among them said, How long have ye tarried? They said, We have tarried a day or some part of a day. Others said, Your Lord best knoweth what ye have tarried. Now send one of you with this your silver coin unto the city, and let him see what food is purest there, and bring you a supply thereof. Let him be courteous, and let no man know of you.
إنهم إن يظهروا عليكم يرجموكم أو يعيدوكم في ملتهم ولن تفلحوا إذا أبدا.
For they, if they should come to know of you, will stone you or turn you back to their religion, then ye will never prosper.
وكذلك أعثرنا عليهم ليعلموا أن وعد الله حق وأن الساعة لا ريب فيها إذ يتنازعون بينهم أمرهم فقالوا بنوا عليهم بنيانا ربهم أعلم بهم قال الذين غلبوا على أمرهم لنتخذن عليهم مسجدا.
And in like manner we disclosed them to the people of the city that they might know that the promise of Allah is true, and that as for the hour there's no doubt concerning it. When the people of the city disputed of their case among themselves, they said, Build over them a building, their Lord knoweth best concerning them. Those who won their point said, We verily shall build a place of worship over them.
سيقولون ثلاثة رابعهم كلبهم ويقولون خمسة سادسهم كلبهم رجما بالغيب ويقولون سبعة وثامنهم كلبهم قل ربي أعلم بعدتهم ما يعلمهم إلا قليل فلا تمار فيهم إلا مراء ظاهرا ولا تستفت فيهم منهم أحدا.
Some will say they were three, their dog the fourth, and some say five, their dog the sixth, guessing at random, and some say seven and their dog the eighth. Say, O Muhammad, my Lord is best aware of their number, none knoweth them save a few. So contend not concerning them except with an outward contending, and ask not any of them to pronounce concerning them.
ولا تقولن لشيء إني فاعل ذلك غدا إلا أن يشاء الله واذكر ربك إذا نسيت وقل عسى أن يهديني ربي لأقرب من هذا رشدا.
And say not of anything, lo, I shall do that tomorrow, except if Allah will. And remember thy Lord when thou forgettest, and say, it may be that my Lord guideth me unto a nearer way of truth than this. And it is said, they tarried in their cave 300 years and add 9.
قل الله أعلم بما لبثوا له غيب السماوات والأرض أبصر به وأسمع ما لهم من دونه من ولي ولا يشرك في حكمه أحدا.
Say, Allah is best aware how long they tarried. His is the invisible of the heavens and the earth. How clear of sight is he, and keen of hearing. They have no protecting friend beside him, and he maketh none to share in his government.
وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ لَا مُبَدِّلَ لِكَلِمَاتِهِ وَلَنْ تَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا.
And recite that which hath been revealed unto thee of the scripture of thy Lord. There is none who can change his words, and thou wilt find no refuge beside him.
واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا.
Restrain thyself along with those who cry unto their Lord at morn and evening, seeking his countenance. And let not thine eyes overlook them, desiring the pomp of the life of the world, and obey not him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who followeth his own lust, and whose case hath been abandoned.
وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا وَإِنْ يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ بِئْسَ الشَّرَابُ وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقًا.
Say, it is the truth from the Lord of you all. Then whosoever will, let him believe, and whosoever will, let him disbelieve. Lo, we have prepared for disbelievers fire. Its tent encloseth them. If they ask for showers, they'll be showered with water like the molten lead, which burneth the faces. Calamitous the drink, and ill the resting place.
إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات إنا لا نضيع أجر من أحسن عملا.
Lo, as for those who believe and do good works, lo, we suffer not the reward of one whose work is goodly to be lost.
أولئك لهم جنات عدن تجري من تحتهم الأنهار يحلون فيها من أساور من ذهب ويلبسون ثيابا خضرا من سندس وإستبرق متكئين فيها على الأرائك نعم الثواب وحسنت مرتفقا.
As for such, theirs will be gardens of Eden, wherein rivers flow beneath them. Therein they will be given armlets of gold, and will wear green robes of finest silk and gold embroidery, reclining upon thrones therein. Blessed the reward, and fair the resting place.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الرَّجُلَيْنِ جَعَلْنَا لِأَحَدِهِمَا جَنَّتَيْنِ مِنْ أَعْنَابٍ وَحَفَفْنَاهُمَا بِنَخْلٍ وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمَا زَرْعًا.
Coin for them a similitude, two men, unto one of whom we had assigned two gardens of grape, and we had surrounded both with date palms, and had put between them tillage.
كلتا الجنتين آتت أكلها ولم تظلم منه شيئا وفجرنا خلالهما نهرا.
Each of the gardens gave its fruit and withheld naught thereof, and we caused a river to gush forth therein.
وكان له ثمر فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا.
And he had fruit, and he said unto his comrade, when he spake with him, I am more than thee in wealth and stronger in respect of men. And he went into his garden while he thus wronged himself. He said, I think not that all this will ever perish.
وما أظن الساعة قائمة ولئن رددت إلى ربي لأجدن خيرا منها منقلبا.
I think not that the hour will ever come, and if indeed I am brought back unto my Lord, I surely shall find better than this as a resort.
قال له صاحبه وهو يحاوره أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة أكفرت بالذي خلقك من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم سواك رجلا.
And his comrade, when he thus spake with him, exclaimed, Disbelievest thou in him who created thee of dust, then of a drop of seed, and then fashioned thee a man?
لكن هو الله ربي ولا أشرك بربي أحدا.
But he is Allah, my Lord, and I ascribe unto my Lord no partner.
ولولا إذ دخلت جنتك قلت ما شاء الله لا قوة إلا بالله لا قوة إلا بالله إن ترني أنا أقل منك مالا وولدا.
If only when thou enteredst thy garden thou hadst said, That which Allah willeth will come to pass. There is no strength save in Allah, though thou seest me as less than thee in wealth and children.
فَعَسَى رَبِّي أَن يُؤْتِيَنِ خَيْرًا مِّن جَنَّتِكَ وَيُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهَا حُسْبَانًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ فَتُصْبِحَ صَعِيدًا زَلَقًا.
Yet it may be that my Lord will give me better than thy garden, and will send on it a bolt from heaven, and some morning it will be a smooth hillside. Or some morning the water thereof will be lost in the earth, so that thou canst not make search for it.
وأحيط بثمره فأصبح يقلب كفيه على ما أنفق فيها وهي خاوية على عروشها ويقول يا ليتني لم أشرك بربي أحدا.
And his fruit was beset with destruction. Then began he to wring his hands for all that he had spent upon it, when now it was all ruined on its trellises, and to say, Would that I had ascribed no partner to my Lord.
ولم تكن له فئة ينصرونه من دون الله وما كان منتصرا.
And he had no troop of men to help him as against Allah, nor could he save himself.
هنالك الولاية لله الحق هو خير ثوابا وخير عقبا.
In this case is protection only from Allah the true. He is best for reward and best for consequence.
وَاضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَاءٍ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَطَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحُ وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا.
And coin for them the similitude of the life of the world, as water which we send down from the sky, and the vegetation of the earth mingleth with it, and then becometh dry twigs that the wind scatter. Allah is able to do all things.
المال والبنون زينة الحياة الدنيا والباقيات الصالحات خير عند ربك ثوابا وخير أملا.
Wealth and children are an ornament of life of the world, but the good deeds which endure are better in thy Lord's sight for reward, and better in respect of hope.
وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا.
And bethink you of the day when we remove the hills, and ye see the earth emerging, and we gather them together, so as to leave not one of them behind.
وعرضوا على ربك صفا لقد جئتمونا كما خلقناكم أول مرة بل زعمتم ألن نجعل لكم موعدا.
And they are set before thy Lord in ranks, and it is said unto them, Now verily have ye come unto us as we created you at the first, but ye thought that we had set no tryst for you.
ووضع الكتاب فترى المجرمين مشفقين مما فيه ويقولون يا ويلتنا ما لهذا الكتاب لا يغادر صغيرة ولا كبيرة إلا أحصاها ووجدوا ما عملوا حاضرا ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
And the book is placed, and thou seest the guilty fearful of that which is therein, and they say, What kind of a book is this that leaveth not a small thing, nor a great thing, but hath counted it? And they find all that they did confronting them, and thy Lord wrongeth no one.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَفَسَقَ عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِ أَفَتَتَّخِذُونَهُ وَذُرِّيَّتَهُ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِي وَهُمْ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ بِئْسَ لِلظَّالِمِينَ بَدَلًا.
And remember, when we said unto the angels, Fall prostrate before Adam, and they fell prostrate, all save Iblis. He was of the jinn, so he rebelled against his Lord's command. Will ye choose him and his seed for your protecting friends instead of me, when they are an enemy unto you? Calamitous is the exchange for evildoers.
ما أشهدتهم خلق السماوات والأرض ولا خلق أنفسهم وما كنت متخذ المضلين عضدا.
I made them not to witness the creation of the heavens and the earth, nor their own creation, nor choose I misleaders for my helpers.
ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا.
And be mindful of the day when he will say, Call those partners of mine whom ye pretended. Then they will cry unto them, but they will not hear their prayer, and we shall set a gulf of doom between them.
وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارَ فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاقِعُوهَا وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا.
And the guilty behold the fire, and know that they are about to fall therein, and they find no way of escape thence.
وَلَقَدْ صَرَّفْنَا فِي هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ كُلِّ مَثَلٍ وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ أَكْثَرَ شَيْءٍ جَدَلًا.
And verily we have displayed for mankind in this Quran all manner of similitudes, but man is more than anything contentious.
وَمَا مَنَعَ النَّاسَ أَن يُؤْمِنُوا إِذْ جَاءَهُمُ الْهُدَى وَيَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَّا أَن تَأْتِيَهُمْ سُنَّةُ الْأَوَّلِينَ أَوْ يَأْتِيَهُمُ الْعَذَابُ قُبُلًا.
And naught hindereth mankind from believing when the guidance cometh unto them, and from asking forgiveness of their Lord, unless it be that they wish that the judgment of the men of old should come upon them, or that they should be confronted with the doom.
وما نرسل المرسلين إلا مبشرين ومنذرين ويجادل الذين كفروا بالباطل ليدحضوا به الحق واتخذوا آياتي وما أنذروا هزوا.
We send not the messengers save as bearers of good news and warners. Those who disbelieve contend with falsehood in order to refute the truth thereby, and they take our revelations and that wherewith they are threatened as a jest.
وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ فَأَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا وَنَسِيَ مَا قَدَّمَتْ يَدَاهُ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ أَكِنَّةً أَنْ يَفْقَهُوهُ وَفِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرًا وَإِنْ تَدْعُهُمْ إِلَى الْهُدَى فَلَنْ يَهْتَدُوا إِذًا أَبَدًا.
And who doth greater wrong than he who hath been reminded of the revelations of his Lord, yet turneth away from them and forgetteth what his hands send forward to the judgment? Lo, on their hearts we have placed covering so that they understand not, and in their ears a deafness. And though thou call them to the guidance, in that case they can never be led aright.
لو يؤاخذهم بما كسبوا لعجل لهم العذاب بل لهم موعد لن يجدوا من دونه موئلا.
Thy Lord is the forgiver, full of mercy. If he took them to task now for what they earn, he would hasten on the doom for them, but theirs is an appointed term from which they will find no escape.
وتلك القرى أهلكناهم لما ظلموا وجعلنا لمهلكهم موعدا.
And all those townships, we destroyed them when they did wrong, and we appointed a fixed time for their destruction.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا.
And when Moses said unto his servant, I will not give up until I reach the point where the two rivers meet, though I march on for ages. And when they reached the point where the two met, they forgot their fish, and it took its way into the waters, being free.
فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا.
And when they had gone further, he said unto his servant, Bring us our breakfast. Verily we have found fatigue in this our journey.
قال أرأيت إذ أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا.
He said, Didst thou see when we took refuge on the rock and I forgot the fish? And none but Satan caused me to forget to mention it. It took its way into the waters by a marvel.
قال ذلك ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا.
He said, This is that which we have been seeking. So they retraced their steps again.
فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما.
Then found they one of our slaves unto whom we had given mercy from us and had taught him knowledge from our presence.
قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا.
Moses.
قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا. قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا. قال فإن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا ركبا في السفينة خرقها قال أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. قال ألم أقل إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا. قال لا تؤاخذني بما نسيت ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. فانطلقا حتى إذا لقيا غلاما فقتله قال أقتلت نفسا زكية بغير نفس لقد جئت شيئا نكرا قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا
قال ألم أقل لك إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا
He said, Did I not tell thee that thou couldst not bear with me?
قال إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاه حي على أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. As a refuge, protection with Allah. As a refuge, protection with Allah. I don't wait for it. I seek it. Da'udhu billahi min shaitan. I seek refuge with Allah from shaitan. Near Rajin, Rajama, the rock. Stone, the rejected stone. And when we go on Hajj, that's part of the Hajj. The righteous one, right? And you go stone the shaitan, the big one. Man, you get that big one. And symbolically, they got three pillars. And the big one's in the middle. And you throw a total of 49, 7 times 7, yeah. 49 pillars. And then you put the top, where the head is, where the thinking is. And the Quran says, hurl the truth and falsehood and knock his brains out. And you can think about the foot, the elbow, the brain. So let's tell enough where Shaitan is. He's in the thinking. He's in educated, bad thinking. And that's a disrespect to being educated. So they know better. They have been educated. And they know better. So let's say it again. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. So sometimes that shaitan, the rajim, is in the person's head who's saying the statement. Allah protect me from my own thinking. Protect me from my own misunderstanding, my own arrogance. Bismillah. Bismillah ar-Rahman. With the name Allah. Not in. With the name Allah. What would we look like in the name of Allah? Oh, no. That's the language of the king and the queen. And then we just saw them last week respect the Queen Elizabeth. You know what came to my mind? Because someone may say, well, why would people in America just spend hours and hours and days and days showing a queen from over there? And what came to my mind is around this reverence to womb that bore you. Who gave birth to America? Well, I said, they're not wrong. You reverence the womb that bore you. Don't we say Mother Africa? And we should. Yes. So we don't say in the name, we say with the name. We're not authorized. We will lose our mind trying to get in the name of Allah. We lose our mind. Moses said, oh Allah, show me. Show me. He said, because Moses is symbolic or embryonic, emblem of his people. How he was hard-headed. If people were hard-headed, he was born out of hard-headed people. He was hard-headed. Right? Each prophet is born from their own people. Got that? Each prophet is born from their own people, but he had the characteristics of his people. But he gets the guidance to bring them out from their misdeeds. But he's still the prophet of his people. So, if people wanted to see God, Moses followed the cue. Oh Allah, show me you. Allah in his mercy didn't say no right off the bat. He said, see that mountain over there? Said, if the mountain remains standing, you can see me. And Moses went for the deal. He said, okay. Next day, Moses, no, he was getting up, dusting himself off. Trying to figure out what happened. Because, see, the mountain, the top of the mountain is saying the same thing. It's where the head is. They call it a cave. Right? Jesus go up to the mountain? Did Moses go to the mountain? Did Muhammad go to the mountain? Don't think of some big hill outside or somewhere. Think of yourself. And the cave is in the top. But the cave is empty. There's no brain matter in it. Because it's skull. Yeah. So Moses, when the mountain fell, he fell because he is the mountain that messed up. Mountain is a big sign of authority. It's a big, it's huge. I was flying in a plane one time and got a good view of the mountains. I'm like, man, that's an awesome thing. It's so big and so huge, immovable. Yeah, yeah, that's a massive thing. And he remember how he explained it. He said, that's just a sign of government. When Dr. King said, I've been to the mountaintop, he just said, I've been to the White House. And I looked over, and they gave him a drama, said, one day you as a people will get there. So King came back and said, what? I've been to the mountaintop. And I looked over. And we as a people will get to the promised land. I mean, I get there with you, but we as a people will get to the promised land. And we as the people, we have embarrassed Dr. King. Got more streets named after him in our communities. And that's where the most crime is. That's an insult to the man who went to the mountaintop. Huh? Alhamdulillah. Allah is blessing us with knowledge, insight. We got to tell the world. Yeah, we got to tell the world. Get to the mountaintop. Yeah. So Allah says in the Quran, in the mountaintop, you see the colors, intense red. It didn't just say red in the translation. It said intense red, intense black, intense white, saying that all the colors of humanity must be in leadership. To have real democracy, not just the red, not just the white, not just the black, all the colors come together. In the mountaintop, the government, leadership. So this is our day. This is our day. Don't let size and numbers or crowds impress you nor hold you down. When you got the truth, you say, go tell it where? On the mountaintop. Over the hills and everywhere. Remember that song? Go tell it on the mountaintop. Yeah, that's right. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. So Moses, Christ Jesus, it said he was tempted, right there. Tempted. Where are you tempted at in your life? In your head. Yeah. It may have an effect on your heart. But it's in your head. Yeah. Bismillah, with the name Allah. Ar-Rahman. That's mercy, but a specific kind of mercy. What kind of mercy is it? The mercy they give without ask, even knowing to ask. And we got tons of mercies. The benefactor. Now, when you have insurance policy, they say, who's the beneficiary? When you die, who's going to get this money? You say, well, I'm going to give it to so-and-so and so-and-so. Well, then you become the benefactor because you gave to the beneficiary. Allah is the Ar-Rahman. He's the merciful benefactor. He gives without us even knowing we need it. And he gave us to the good people and to the bad people. The Christians say, yeah, the sun shines on the blessed and the unblessed. Right? Yeah, there's no distinction. This is Ar-Rahim, right? Ar-Rahim is mercy again. But this mercy only comes to the believers because there's a redemption going on. They used to be messed up, but they've been redeemed. The merciful redeemer. Huh? And it's only one God that does both. Huh? Only one God does both. Ain't no Old Testament and the New Testament God here. It's one Testament. One Testament. When you tell the truth, you don't need two Testaments. You need one Testament. What's the other person for? Y'all in cahoots or something? Y'all got to cook this up? Scheme this up? Yeah. I said, the truth that witness to us. Come and join with it. And you can study it. You can share it. Yeah. Another testament. I'm going to leave that alone. Yeah, I think I said enough. I think you all got it. If you didn't get it, call me. Alhamdulillah. I'll be like him and this shit, Tanya Rajin. This is very light, your family. This is Surah 2, Ayah 147. Men rab dika, fella, takunana, minna, mutas, nina. وَلِكُلِّ وَجَّكُ هُلْوَى مُوَالِهَا فَأَسْتَابِكُ الْخَيْرَةِ To each, each is a goal to which Allah have turned him, have turned to us. Right? It also applies to a group of people. It could be a certain ethnic group, a racial group, or nation. Allah also turns them to a certain goal. Then it says, but and strive together as in a race. فَأَسْتَبِكُ الْأَوْخَيْرَةِ فَأَسْتَبِكُمْ Those who are foremost will be foremost. سَابِكُمْ Every Muslim she want to be. If this word is understood, that these persons are virtuous, and they're a little competitive with it. They're righteous, and they got a little competition going on in their mind. So the Quran says, fire is in a race. Yes. Allah allows this. Allah encourages this. I should be competing with you in righteousness, and you should be competing with me in righteousness. Allah encourages this. If you spoke Kaira, what is Kaira? Kaira is saying good. Kaira is saying good too, right? Someone say, Kifahalika. Say, Taib. Right? Taib, alhamdulillah. I'm doing good. Good, praise be to Allah. But higher is more intense. Huh? More intense than Taib. Taib is good now, but higher is good. Because higher means it's good today, it's good 1,000 years ago. And 1,000 years from now, it'll still be good. It's good in Spanish, it's good in Chinese. It's good all over the planet, anytime, any place, anywhere is good. And guess what? It's good for you. We came up on some food. We said, it sure is good. It wasn't no good for us. I'm going to get a name and say a little thing. Allah blessed us. Right? Oh, man, it sure is good. Can I have some more? Yeah. That's not kaya. Right? Kaya means good and it's universally good. So this, it says, for astabikul al-kayrati. Rise in the race toward that is good and always good. And you can even see somebody being trying to catch you. You can say, oh, no, uh-uh. If it's for good. This is a wonderful religion. Frees you to compete. To have a competition in righteousness. Sanctioned by Allah. Oh, that's good. At the same time, we want to get us to compete with the bad. To the point where he will intimidate you with hunger and fear. If you don't do this, you won't get that. Well, you can take that same time and keep it. Because I don't want that. They would even in giving someone to do wrong, encouraging them to do wrong, they will make it popular. A believer, the Sabikun, we're not trained followers. No. If anything, we're going to be a trained setter because they're going to be set upon the Kaya, upon the Kaya, right? Yes. We don't follow trends. But society is set up to make you feel bad. You don't celebrate Christmas. What about, they put that trick. What about your kids and your grandkids? Do they know they can't get to you like you're grown, right? Ain't you kind of cruel and mean to your grandchildren? I haven't lied to them. You lied to yours? Which is worse? For them to see me as standing upon principle and truth now and when they're grown, or to be telling them a lie, your religion don't even support in its true essence. You got to keep our sword short. Hey, I don't mind pulling the sword. I pull the sword and go on by my business. They get in the bed, they say, who bleeds? Oh, that's me bleeding. Yes. You have to. Otherwise, you got to put something in their head. One time, a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, he was married to this guy who didn't come through. And he's African American, right? And I'm going to say the way he said it, because he was upset. He said, man, you can't trust a nigga. He told me, you can't trust a nigga for nothing, man. I said, yeah. I said, not even yourself. You know, he kind of popped his head like, yeah. You know, because you, what you're referring to, is you. But you got that from the one who don't like you. I mean, at this point, I'm saying this here. I got something important to me, inshallah. Our time's going quick. Did that take the right time? Okay. Wow. Okay. Yes. Well, I just hope that thought. Because I promise we'll try and end by 2:30. Sorry, we got both 2:30. So, inshallah. Oh, Allah, bless us and God us. Have mercy upon us who give us what sins I need. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah.
the perfect praise belong to Allah. So, as I become, those who are foremost. Allah also tells us in the Quran, and says, use the term naf mutmainna. Naf mutmainna. And naf mutmainna is saying those who elevated to levels of development, but they are now in a state of being pleased with themselves because themselves are pleasing to Allah. Yeah? You got Nafs Lawama and Nafs Lamadara. Yes, yes. And that's Mu'mayna, right? Allah said to those people, enter into my paradise. Enter you, Ibadi. Ibadi. From the word Abd, like Abdullah, right? Ibadi. My workers. My workers. That's a hint. You want to get to heaven, you got to be a worker. I know we came out of a bad situation. The slavery messed us up. I mean, you didn't work for can't see. They can't see. And they tell you, you got to ask, keep from crying. They tell you one day, don't worry about it, man. I want you good. And the more I would do, you say, what? But one day, he's going to get up there. He's going to lay back there and he has these grapes. I don't even have no shoes on, but you get to heaven, he's going to get you some golden slippers, man. Milk and honey. Muhammad Ali called me, he said, my man, put that cloth down here. Muhammad Ali said, yeah. But you put that on to someone who you don't work the heck out of and beat them and say, don't worry about it. One day you're going to be up there with shoes on, man. And they begin singing songs. I'm going to put on my golden slippers and dance all over God's heaven. Remember those songs? Yeah, that's an evil, wicked psychology you put on some people. Them dislike work. But here the Quran says, no, if you're not a worker, you ain't getting that. Yeah. So we tend to get lazy. Yeah? You look at our neighborhood, say, hey, we lazy. There's a psychological problem. You say, look, and they work their hair off. Heck out of us. Hey, no more plantations. No more plantations. And you're right down to the Ford plant. Chevrolet plant. Station. Yeah, when the cost of living leaves you where you were when you got paid nothing. So our focus today is saving our people from all the psychological damage that's been done. There's nothing on the earth able to cure all those wounds and scars and slavery except for Al-Islam. The rest of them can't do it. Can't do it. Impossible. Because their books are not complete. And the Quran is complete for all human beings. Yes. So our book says, yes, enter you, my workers, into my garden. Enter me. When you enter something, you're at the same time you're entering one thing, you're exiting something else. Every time. You go out that door, right? You're leaving here to go there. And in your mind, you do the same thing. You say, I came into. Into is the word, right? I came into the new understanding. I had to leave my old understanding. It's called being born again. Right? Yeah. Leave the womb of your mother's physical body, leave one world, one womb, and go into a bigger womb. Yeah. That's life. So Allah says, enter into my garden. He leaves all the bad behind. And Allah, in his mercy, says, well, you can bring the good with you. Got that? Yeah, you come to Islam and say all your past sins are forgiven. But the good things for you, you bring it with you. That's a mercy. That's a mercy. When they told me that, I said, all of them, all my sins? Because I think about the stuff they know about. I said, all of them? Yes, all of them. I'm coming. Here I am. Here you go, huh? Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah. Now, that means we have to be a working community. And some of y'all already know, I'm going to say this here. If you are me too long, you're going to be doing the work after a while because I may sit back for a minute. And when I'm sitting back, I'm probably thinking, but what can we do next? That's how I become, right? Yeah, we have to be that way. In particular, when you recognize we owe a debt. Any person born owes a debt. You know, being born is like you wake up and you went to a football game. You're like, what happened? You mean the game is going on for a while? You say, yeah, this is going on since before the caveman. Right? That's life, right? We didn't have to come here. All of a sudden, we're here. By the time we realize we're here, you know, we can't like it. We realize, there's consequences. We could say, hey, wait a minute, I didn't ask to come. They said, well, you can go ahead and go. No, I ain't ready to die either. Think about that. All the good you have received and all the blessings you have received, you say, okay, sign me up. You already signed up. You signed up. Your creator signed you up. You think that's special? That's a blessing. Your creator signed you up. Sign your nature. Sign your nature based on DNA fit. And then gave you guidance, the Huda, to bring you in line with your future, with your nature. When you wake up one day in your mind, you say, Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. Yes. It's a beautiful thing. But in the end, you will cheat yourself if you understand Sabikun and say, well, I'm going to take a day off. Muslims, we don't take a day off. We don't take a day off. That's a gap, right? And who fill gaps? Shaitan fill gaps. We should call it, say it this way. An idle mind is the devil's workshop. We got to take these phrases one by one. So that means that the mind is a workshop. Right? But you neglected to maintain your shop. You neglected to keep your shop cleaned up and neat in an orderly way. You just said, I'm going to lay idle for a while. So you said, that's good. I've been waiting on you to miss your salon. I've been waiting on you to not be a Sahabi Kumba. I've been waiting on this. Yeah, my workshop. And the Quran says what? The Quran says, but when your mind comes back to you and you remember your Lord, right? Immediately return the right conduct. So don't think because Satan occupies your space that he belongs there. He don't. And he knows he don't. He goes, no, you don't realize he don't belong there. And so sometimes we fall away from being that Sabikun, and the Quran says, and they make a deal with the evil ones. Mm-hmm. I'm only going to do it one time. I'm only going to do it for a little while. if you don't tell on me, I won't tell on you. What stays in Vegas? Whatever they say, what happened in Vegas, stay in Vegas? Well, Vegas must be in hellfire. Stays in Vegas. Vegas must be in hellfire. And God came back to work talking about, hey, you lost Vegas? He called them lost wages. They came back broke. Came back busted. Look at the word, broke. It ain't fixed. Busted. I was looking at the other day, the name for all this, the drinks and cigarettes, blunt. Like, come on and tell me what it is. Blunt. I'm going to put a blunt in my mouth. Blunt. Now, that's a hard hit, ain't it? Yeah. You said years ago, name a liquor after a gun, a Colt 45. You put it in your mouth. In other words, she won't be able to blame she pound on Judgment Day. So Allah told him, I put the name on it. And he still does it. Believers, be as savvy cool. Yeah, teach those around you, encourage them to be as savvy cool. We brave like that, right? You try to go out the house back in our days, thinking all crazy? Mama and daddy didn't have to stop you. Your brother and sister would stop you. Say, oh, dog, no. You ain't Johnson. You ain't going outside with that. Because they see you, they're going to see us. And I'm going to stop you. You got to get back to that. I mean, I'm just going to hear they say there used to be a right and a wrong. But then there's a right and the other. You can't have that. There's right and there's wrong. And like salt water and sweet water, they don't mix. They don't mix. Not for the most. Rabbana, God is there, Kuzubana, may have dealt with Aitina, Muhammad, and the Duke of Rahmatan, in the Kiyota Wahab. Now, Lord, let not our hearts deviate, not since you have guided us right, but grant to us from your presence, your mercy, for you are the one that grants without measure. Amen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah.
Hayya la ilaha illallah. We make our intentions to make two of our thoughts. Jummah prayer. To Allah be exalted, praise and adopt. Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا Kalim Nashallah Lakas Hajrat, Warazana Akavitrat, Helazi and Kodisharat, Warafan Nalaka Fikrat, Fainama Ausri Yusra, Inama Ausri Yusra, Faizan Furantan Transab, Wadilla Rabika Lafargab, Allah Akbar. سمي الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بكلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم الله أكبر
الله أكبر
سمي الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Chicago. So if someone to step up and can do the cook bar next Friday, I don't know how we're going to do the Facebook next week if I won't be here. Somebody has to step to Facebook. Inshallah, I'll be in Chicago next week. Weekend school began after Labor Day. After October 1st, 3rd. The first Sunday in October for our weekend school. We still have our Tuesday Tallinn. Every Tuesday, my phone and by Facebook as well. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Good news. So, Carol, why don't you come and share the good news? Yes.
Assalamu alaikum. It is truly an honor and a privilege by the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah to announce that Nur Allah Islamic Center received a KIB grant. I think it was Monday we were notified. KIB is Keeping Indianapolis Beautiful. The gist of it is at the end of this process and the construction starts in April of next year, inshallah, we'll have a walking trail, a new gazebo, and a play area for the children. Inshallah, maybe some other things will come along. But those are the things that we know will come as a result of this grant. So, yeah, we need some workers. Sure enough, we need some workers.
And
cost of materials are all being provided by KIB. This grant is in association with AES. Is that IPL's new label?
Yes.
They're a major financial contributor to this effort. Basically, it's going to help beautify the east side of town, and it'll help, I think, further solidify our community ties with our neighbors to the south, as well as our Christian brothers and sisters to our north. I'm totally excited about it. It is truly a blessing. It is truly a blessing. And all praise be unto Allah. Thank you. As-salamu alaykum.
Okay, I think that's the end by nothing. I'm sorry. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The end of the life, you were in it by June. A sister, Zarifa Shakir, she passed, I believe, this morning. And she passed this morning. Who's Zarifa? I can't even describe her. You know, Talib, her son, the big Talib. She got a sister named, that's sister. Got a daughter named Mamuna. Yeah, you know her. All y'all know her. Yes. Yeah, well, she's in her mid-60s. She is. But her children were raised by our children. You know, so she's been around. I've been around being Muslim. Yeah, she moved away to Jersey and came back a few years ago. Remember I had the black car? Yeah. She passed away. She had been here for a while. So we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Allah be coming to Allah with eternity. Her demise is being planned today. It may be tomorrow, it may be Monday. We don't know. So also get the Muslim Journal. They got an article in there about our garden. So Lucifer could be mad at him because the picture of him planting those seeds is on there. It's in there. I'm sorry, brother. Toffee, you got to read it first, brother. You can't, you know. See the top corner? Yes, it's page 5. I think it's page 5. Okay. That helped me out. He got himself on. And that's spring season. Hey, that's the word. Toffee. It's called From Humble Beginnings. What's the title of it? Yes, From Humble Beginnings. And that garden, the last council secure is not here. But they said 170 families are eating from that garden. 170 families. So there's more food out there too now. So before you leave, we should go out there and get some. All right. I think it's all for the announcement. We had a book in on Janasa. This is a good book because it's about planning for the state, wheels and all that. It covers a whole lot of information. So make sure you get one today. And get him with some journal. Get two or three.
Yeah, brother Ramachan, he put out any more books in
there. Yeah, he got a nice one out. It's called, he got a lot of Ramadan sessions in it. He all compiled in one book.
You got a year?
No, we got it yet. Because see, They sold out so quick. No, he had a guy from the sprint and sold out straight hard. Yeah, so he saw a lot of guests. All right. As-salamu alaykum. You see my son Muhammad, he plumped in, he would have said. All right. As-salamu alaykum.
I seen your car. I was at work the other day.
At work?
Yeah. I used to be at work from 2 to 10, and I forgot.